With you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, even though the disciples had locked the doors, the place that they were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood before them. "Peace be with you," he said. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The side of that the Lord, the disciples rejoiced. "Peace be with you," he said again. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive men's sins, they are forgiven them. Behold them, they are held bound." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Pentecost.
Happy Pentecost.
Happy Pentecost.
Happy Pentecost.
This is the birthday of our church. This is such an important day, one of the holiest days of the year, the day that Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit down upon the disciples and anointed them and founded the Catholic Church. The significance of this day is so important. And that same Holy Spirit that came upon the original disciples comes upon you today. And this is who we are celebrating, who we are as God's people, the people of God who build up the Catholic Church together. And on this day where we call upon the Holy Spirit to be with us, I just want to share a cute story that happened a week ago today. I had just finished the 12:45 Mass. And at 2 o'clock, I was walking over to watch our school play. And if you've never seen one of our school plays before, I encourage you to do it. We have a wonderful drama department here at Holy Family. It's kind of what we do well here at Holy Family, drama, right? Some of you get that, all right?
Got it.
So I was walking towards the play, going to the hall next door. One of our middle school students, she was outside. She was supposed to be inside with the cast. And she was a nervous wreck. And I walked over to her and I said, "Are you right?" She said, "Father Rick, I'm really, really nervous. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this." And I said, "Don't worry. I'm going to be at the 2 p.m. show." And she looked at me. She goes, "Thanks a lot. Now I'm even more nervous, Father." And I said, "Don't worry. You've got this." I said, "Just say a little prayer. You're going to be great." I was so proud of her. 3 hours later, the show ended. She was phenomenal. When she came out, she was like a totally different person. And it was so beautiful to see the courage that she had to go out there, her confidence, and to display her God-given talents. And I saw her the next day. I was hoping I'd run into her at school. And I gave her a fist pump, but I told her how proud I was of her, and I said, "You did it." She said, "I prayed before I went out, and that really helped me." Can you imagine if we did that in everything that we do? That we prayed before we spoke, we prayed before we went to work, we prayed before we act. And that's what we're celebrating today, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That we are not alone for one moment in this world, that Jesus Christ gives us the Holy Spirit so that we could do things that we never imagined that we could do in our lives. So what do we receive today? This birthday of the church, as some call it. This Pentecost, we're reminded that we can't do it alone. Every single one of you is different for a reason. And every single one of you has gifts that the other doesn't have. And your God-given talents and gifts are for all of us to see. You are so loved by God. Let me repeat that again. You are so loved by God that your life is a gift for us all. And on this Pentecost, we're reminded that together we build up the kingdom of God. And when you don't use your gifts, we all suffer for it. You are so beautiful and talented and created in the image and likeness of God. So could you imagine if I was the cantor, I had to usher, I was the Eucharistic minister, then I came, you'd all think I'd lost my mind, more than usual probably, right? You have a role in the church. You have a role out in the world, and it's up to you to whether or not you're going to use those God-given talents and gifts. You are part of the greatest team that's ever been assembled, the disciples of Jesus Christ, the holiest, most dysfunctional group you'll ever be a part of. But because you said yes to being here today, you're on that way to heaven, my friends. We receive today the courage to do the impossible, to be bold in our faith. I had the honor yesterday of doing a wedding at my home church where I grew up, St. Margaret Mary in Lomita. And when the wedding started, the bride was ready to pass out. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And her soon-to-be husband just grabbed her hand. It was giving her the strength. And as soon as they were announced married, she became a totally different person. For the better, okay? Some of you who are married are looking at me like, how so, Father? He gave her that strength, that act of love. And that act of love is what Jesus gives to us, the Holy Spirit. The courage to say things for our faith that we wouldn't ever be able to. The courage to go to work. The courage to face illness head on. The courage to support each other. The courage to forgive. The list could go on and on. One of the great gifts of Pentecost is those who are different than us are no longer viewed the enemy, but rather are collaborators in the kingdom of God. We are meant to be different, my friends. And just because somebody votes differently than you doesn't make them your enemy. Just because somebody speaks a different language of yours doesn't make them your enemy. It's easy to vilify people, but that's not discipleship. Discipleship is saying, even when we don't agree, I'm going to strive to see the good in that person. I'm going to love them. And I'm going to acknowledge that, you know what? They did that really well. I'm going to not vilify them with my tongue. So we are not enemies. Because you were born in this country doesn't make you better than somebody who was not. Because you go to the 11:15 Mass doesn't make you better than the 5:30 p.m. Mass. I do those often, so I'm being safe right now, okay? You get what I'm saying. And finally, my friends, of this beautiful gift of Pentecost, we're reminded that on Pentecost, that is when the faith of the church began to spread throughout the world. That in every corner of the world right now, the Catholic Church is present. And your mission, my friends, is the same as those disciples all those years ago, to ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to bring the good news of Jesus to your families, to your workplace, to your schools, to the environment that goes against our culture. Bring it even harder. I don't like when people say we shouldn't talk about our faith. That's nonsense. You talk about your faith until it hurts. Be proud to be Catholic. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ, and bring the good news of Jesus to one another. So I want you to know that I want to spend all of eternity with you in heaven, okay? I hope you're thinking, oh God, I'm going to see him in heaven. All of us, our end goal is to get to heaven. That is the mission of the church, the salvation of souls, so that we could be there together one day. Everything else is secondary. So live out your faith. Do not be afraid. Be courageous. And may your reward be great in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Where do you need more courage in your life? Where could you be like my middle school student who was afraid but turned it around because she brought it to prayer? Ask the Lord to send his Holy Spirit upon you right now, so that you may be bold and courageous as a disciple of Christ and never be afraid to live out your faith.